Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, government intervenes to restore normalcy at Kingston Freeport Terminal, Rosewell residents get improved water access, and tribute paid to Dr. Winston Green. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to find out more. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has expressed condolences to the government and people of Spain following multiple terrorist attacks in the country on Thursday and Friday, which left numerous persons dead and injured. In a social media post on Thursday, Mr. Holness said Jamaica stands with the people of Barcelona and Spain at this time and rejects acts of terror around the world. Meanwhile, the government earlier this week intervened to help restore normalcy at Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, KFTL, following periods of unrest due to industrial action by port truckers. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says following meetings with parties at the center of the unrest, several measures will be put in place to improve the flow of operations at the port. These include the designation of 6 straddle carriers available at the domestic section of the port during normal hours, with an increase to 8 during peak hours. The parties, which include KFTL, the Port Trailer Haulage Association, and the Port Authority, also agreed to meet more frequently and work towards achieving a 45-minute turnaround time during peak periods.
And we expect that improvement would continue to be reflected by increased numbers, and therefore we expect that the backlog should be cleared, and we expect that going forward, you'll have a much more efficient port system in place.
The port truckers took industrial action last week, protesting the slow turnaround time for domestic containers at the KFTL. In the meantime, residents of Rosewell and Clarendon are now benefiting from access to potable water in their homes. This following the commissioning of the Palmetto Pen Breadnut Bottom Rosewell Water Supply Project last weekend. The $38 million project is a joint venture between the National Water Commission, NWC, and the Rural Water Supply Limited. Speaking at the ceremony to commission the project, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the delivery of this project is representative of the government's commitment to invest in the development of the rural water sector.
I will ensure that whatever budget there is for rural water and for the NWC, that we spend it in a strategic way. We will seek to develop all efficient methods of delivering water to you.
Noting that the NWC loses considerable revenue each year due to water theft, the Prime Minister also appealed to members of the public to play their part in reducing non-revenue water by regularizing their water supplies.
We know where the water is, but for us to make the investment to put in the pumps, put in the pipe, put in the treatment, we have to have revenues coming in. If we're losing 50% of the revenue or 60% of the revenue, then that means that we are 50% less capable of providing the water to the other communities that are equally in need of it.
The Prime Minister adds that the NWC will undertake several major projects this year, geared at improving overall access to water, including increasing its reliance on rainwater harvesting in rural areas. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has expressed condolences to the family and friends of Dr. Winston Green in the wake of the Member of Parliament's sudden passing on Monday. Dr. Green, who represented the constituency of Southeast St. Mary in the House of Representatives, died suddenly on Monday at the age of 58. Describing him as a competent Member of Parliament who gave service to parliamentary committees, Mr. Holness said Dr. Green's service to his country must be commended. The Prime Minister also applauded the second-term Member of Parliament's contribution to governance through politics. Dr. Green was a dental surgeon and former Vice President of the Dental Association of Jamaica. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.